I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee, executive editor at Information Security Media Group. I'm at HIMSS 25 today, speaking with Greg Garcia, executive director for the cybersecurity at the Healthcare and Public Health Sector Coordinating Council. Welcome, Greg.
Glad to be here, Marianne. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Greg. So now, Greg, what are some of the top cybersecurity issues in healthcare that you're keeping an eye on right now and why?
Right now, the Health Sector Coordinating Council is really focused on implementing our five-year strategic plan. We have a couple of priorities for the year, and one of them is actually implementing that plan. There are 12 implementing objectives, and each one of those in and of itself can be complex and long-term. We are looking for some low-hanging fruit. The second priority is one of those objectives, and that's what we're calling the Sector Mapping Initiative, and that is how do we prevent, if not prevent, then be prepared for the next Change Healthcare-like attack that can have systemic impact following a ransomware attack, and how do we map all of those healthcare workflows in a way that we can depict and illustrate all those interconnect points. It's a complex undertaking, but if we can provide those maps to the stakeholders to do better supply chain risk management, then we'll succeed.
I know that you are speaking here at the conference about the HSCC and its conducting a sector risk mapping initiative to identify potential health system choke points whose disruption could result in severe clinical, administrative, financial, and security impacts on the flow of electronic health information, payments, or medical services. So what can you tell us about the initiative? Are you like working with groups in helping them map there everything that's important, or how does this work, and are there going to be like best practices that emerge from this?
So it takes three phases. The first phase is we are bringing together subject matter experts in our membership, and I'm not just talking about the chief information security officers, but people who are actually involved in clinical workflow, whether it's in the payment system, whether it's in the healthcare delivery, whether it's in the data exchange. And we are, every week, over Zoom calls, real-time screen share editing, mapping out. I mean, imagine a blue square, which is the health provider, and a yellow circle, which is a service provider, and lines in between them. And one of them is a data line, another one is a reimbursement line. And we are, piece by piece, putting together that workflow map, and it's very interactive. You've got 20 people on the line saying, well, have we thought about this? If this doesn't happen, then the rest of the system collapses. So it is a collaborative exercise of tapping into the expertise of those who are responsible for these workflows. And so that's phase one, is to deliver those maps. We're thinking about a dozen or so maps of take medical claims, take retail pharmacy, take imaging, take blood distribution, is just providing the maps. Phase two is, now how are we going to assign risk to each one of those functions? Risk based on concentration, redundancy, geographic distribution, so that we can better prioritize the commitment of resources to preparing for a more resilient infrastructure. And then phase three, maybe a year out from now, will be, okay, what is a good template for a risk management strategy? It's you identify the systems, you provide risk assessment to it, and then you figure out how are we going to manage it. What is the whole of enterprise approach for investment and third party risk management and all of the other systems that you run in house?
So now, besides that initiative, what other priority projects are underway at the HSCC these days that you want to mention?
We're paying close attention to Obviously, transition in the government, it was just talked about in the previous panel discussion, is to how will the regulatory environment, the healthcare assistance policies and funding, how will that impact healthcare cybersecurity, whether it's medical device manufacturers under regulation from FDA for cybersecurity, pre-market and post-market guidance, or whether it is HHS funding for community health systems across the country, small, rural, critical access hospitals. How will these changes in terms of the retrenchment of the federal workforce and budget reduction, how is that going to impact our healthcare cybersecurity strategy? So we're paying close attention to that.
So now the healthcare sector is strong when it comes to recognizing the importance of collaboration. You have your organization, you have the Health ISAC, and there's other organizations that also have, you know, working groups that work with, you know, the government, and then they work with the manufacturers or the healthcare delivery systems. With this uncertainty in Washington right now, how is that affecting collaboration? And also, just this week, it was published in the Federal Register that the Department of Health and Human Services is no longer going to be soliciting public comment. How does that kind of shut down that collaboration potentially?
Well, you know, we just sent out a notice, a message to all of the private sector members of the Health Sector Coordinating Council, because many were asking the same question. And the short answer is full steam ahead. As far as the private sector goes, collaboration may be even stronger now, not only because of the momentum of the cybersecurity working group and the ongoing challenges of cyber threats, but also because, you know, first, we know this is our responsibility. We are the owners and operators. So that collaboration has to remain strong and accelerate. As for the government side of things, we will just be waiting for assurances from this administration that the information that we share with the government, whether it's intellectual property for the medtech or the pharma companies, or whether it's threat and vulnerability information or incident information that we share with the government, in that spirit of collaboration and mutual assistance, we need assurances that that information will be protected, because we certainly don't want to share too much information with the government that we're not sure won't be exposed.
And how about when it comes to when HHS issues new regulatory plans? And if they're not going to be accepting public comment, how will they know where the healthcare sector stands?
I'm trying to understand that rule. I didn't read that it would, you know, take the HIPAA security rule notice of proposed rulemaking, for example. That is an actual external regulatory proposal to the industry. I didn't read that regulatory communications would eliminate public comment. It sounded like it was more about internal management, internal funding, certain things that had to do with the actual running of a government agency. I might be wrong on that, but yes, I don't think industry as a general matter should ever trust the government to go into a dark room and come out with a magical regulation that will hit the mark in every way. And I don't think government thinks that way either. So I don't see the end of any kind of public comment process. And if there is, it's not going to stop the public from speaking their mind anyway and going to the Congress and trying to put pressure on getting the right outcome.
Sure. And finally, anything else that you're keeping a close eye on right now that we haven't touched upon when it comes to the cybersecurity issues in healthcare?
Well, you know, Chris Teiberg, our chair of the Cybersecurity Working Group, just announced the beginnings of an initiative which we think is very auspicious, and that is building out our visibility with the academic community. Like many people in this room and in this conference, I was a student business club member, and I think the president at some point. And what a great way to learn about the business you're going to go into, and embark on competitions and internships and invite guest speakers from the business community. We're doing this with healthcare cybersecurity, that we will be looking to help community colleges and other colleges and universities stand up a Health Sector Coordinating Council campus chapter with student clubs, where we will cross-fertilize those people in the engineering, computer sciences studies with those who, not medical students, but perhaps healthcare administration or clinical informatics, those studies where there is a natural confluence between security and healthcare, and try to build a pipeline. Because one of our biggest challenges, not just in healthcare, but across the critical infrastructure industries, is good cybersecurity talent. It remains a scarcity, and if we can do our part to say, not only is cybersecurity a good profession to get into, but healthcare cybersecurity is cool because you're helping to save lives. And that's the message we want to get out. So we are just—it is a germ of an idea now, and we are taking a lot of feedback and interest from the healthcare community, and we'll see what we've got maybe in the fall.
Well, thank you so much, Greg. I've been speaking to Greg Garcia. I'm Mary Ann Kolbasek McGee of Information Security Media Group. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mary Ann. Good to be with you.
Thank you.